I came across this prophecy 2006, 8 years ago, and it's still apropos for today, and maybe even more so. It says, "My little ones, there is a change, and there has been a change. Step out into what you already have. You have a lot already on the inside, so step out. Don't be passive. Do you think you just came because it was your thought? You are here because it is my thought that brought you here. Stay close. There is a war. Sometimes you'll just have to trust me." Now, if that's all he said, that would have been enough. But he goes on to say this. He says, "I want to use you, little ones. It's not through your strength. It's through mine. It's not your understanding. It's mine. So edify yourself. No one can get you off this path. I see the Holy Spirit writing on the wall. This is the path I have chosen for you. Stay close. Spend time with me. Fellowship with me. Stay consistent. Stay in prayer. There are doors you have been wanting to go through. There are places you have wanted to go. The doors were opened last year. That would have been 2005. But we weren't ready. This year, he is taking us through." So 2006, he took us through. "He's erasing last year. The same doors are opened. He's writing on the wall. I can see it so clearly. This year, we are going through. Remember, God cannot lie. This is his word. He says it will happen. Remember last year about the worship? This is the year to stay right where you are. Keep doing what you're doing. It will happen. The worship is coming. Stay close, little ones. You are not passive. You are strong. You are going to go through. You think you are weak, but you're not. You are strong. You are the ones I've called. He knows our heart's desires. If you walk with him, the strength you need will be yours to walk through the door. Who says you are walking through the door alone? I am walking through the door with you. We think change. We want change. This is the year we are going to see change. I am going to restore dance to the church. Instead of a dragging of the feet and a heart, there will be a lightness in your step. Every word and every prayer has not been in vain. Everything is for your place in me. It's for your joy. It's for your strength. It's for your overcoming. A good beginning is to confess the word. Edify, edify, edify yourself. This is the hotline to heaven. We are entering into a war. Don't worry. We have already won. I have given you the keys. Stay in prayer. The devil is out there, but don't be passive. And don't be passive. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And there's a sort of a giggling, this person said. And he says, "Just wait till you go through that door. I was telling him we are not quite ready yet. We haven't worshiped enough. We haven't done quite what we need to do." He said, "The Holy Spirit has already searched our hearts. Those that have entered in are those whose hearts have already been searched. The time is ready. It's such a holy room. Loved ones or little ones, do not be afraid. I have searched your hearts and I have got more than enough. I see responsibility. We are stepping into responsibility and he has equipped each one of us, and it is a matter of choice. Pray much. Pray much." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. I worship you alone, Jesus. We have been made more than conquerors through you, Jesus. And your word, your Rhema word right here says that the war has been won. So we just worship you. And we keep doing what we're doing. We don't ever quit. We're not passive toward the enemy. We just know he's a liar. We just stand strong in you, God, in the power of your might. And we worship you this morning because of who you are and because of who you are in us and what you have made us. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your encouraging words this morning. They're a light to us, Lord, and life to us. We worship you.